Christy has big dreams for her business growth, but it didn't start out that way. It started as a smaller virtual assistant business where she took her 30 plus years of experience and started helping business owners get organized online. Her vision has expanded way beyond being a solopreneur into how she can scale and help even more businesses out than she could do on her own. And now she has a business and goal strategy to do just that. So what were the biggest challenges standing in the way of her biggest goals? How did she get unstuck and create a plan of action that would work for her? What made Finish Line Goals a pivotal piece of the puzzle for her? We're answering all those questions and more in this episode. Christy Beard is an online business manager, integrator, and systems development specialist who geeks out on planning and strategy. She founded Virtually Structured, an OBM agency where her clients say that she has the unique ability to streamline their businesses for efficiency and growth, making their workload easier. This fits into all things we talk about when it comes to stress less and no hustle here on the podcast. I can't wait for you to hear more from her today, so let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey, Christy, so excited to have you hanging out with me on the show today.
Hi, Gabe. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I already shared a little bit about you, but I would love to hear as we get started, well, if there's anything else you want to share, but what does pursuing goals God's way mean to you?
Just that I want to try to line up my my life with the word. And so I just try to check it against what I know to be true and then just try to go with it.
Awesome. I love it. And I that's how I feel too. It's like, I just want to make sure that I'm in step every step of the way. Right. And so sometimes I'm really good at it and sometimes I'm not good at it, but that's kind of the main goal for me. If I feel like I'm in alignment, then I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I want to talk a little bit about your big dreams and goals, and I know they've developed over time. So maybe even start with, where did you start? How did your dream start? It started a little bit smaller, and then how has it developed over time?
So I'm in a transition and my youngest daughter will be graduating high school this year. So I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands. And so I was trying to figure out what I could do to fill that time. And throughout the years, I've made a lot of printables and planners and that sort of thing. I've done that for me and my family, but also friends. And so I thought, you know, that's a big thing now. Maybe I could try that. And so I got a little shop going and started selling printables, and I enjoy it. I love the design aspects of it, but I wanted something more. I wanted to be able to help people in a more meaningful way. And so I started looking at different things that I could do. And I've got a lot of years of corporate background, administrative stuff that I've done, jobs over the years. And so I wanted to see if I could put that into play. And so I started researching different things that I could do. And I didn't really have a easy time finding things online that I could do from home remotely. But then I joined a startup society and met some really great people in there that gave me some information on where I could go to do some of the things that I had thought about doing or tried to do and didn't know how to find more information on it. And so I was introduced to the virtual assistant world, the VA world, and jumped wholeheartedly into that. So I was in the process of learning that and building a business or creating a business for that. And Gillian was doing a podcast on online business managers. And that really piqued my interest because it sounded exactly like what I had been trying to find, but had no success in finding that information online. And so it went really from doing printables to VA to jumping right into online business management, which is really where I'm happy to land because it's exactly what I had been looking for so long. So.
I love that. And I love hearing how it evolved because it started with one thing and then it led to another. And then you're like, maybe I could do this, and seeing kind of the impact that you could make as well. And so for anyone who's listening, who heard Christy say Gillian and Startup Society. So Startup Society is the entrepreneurial membership that I am a success coach in. Gillian has been a business mentor of mine, now turned friend and client. And I just love working for her and in her program. So I'll leave a link in the show notes if you're interested in seeing more about it. If you are just getting started with business or you're thinking about it, it's a really great place to connect with other entrepreneurs and with coaches to help you along the way. And so, Christy, I want to hear a little bit about where were you feeling stuck the most when it comes to creating a goal strategy that would work for you as you built out this online business management agency dream?
Well, I'd have to say that planning and strategizing has always been something that I'm good at for other people. So, but when it comes to doing it for me, I kind of, I don't know, I go brain dead and I can't really, I can still see the big picture, but it's hard for me to put the small little steps together. And so I think that's where I was feeling stuck the most is I had the goal in mind, but I couldn't really see how to put the steps together to where it would make sense because I wasn't even sure what the steps were. So I think that was the biggest thing for me is trying to figure out how to pull everything together where it felt manageable and not overwhelming.
That makes a lot of sense. And I don't think you are alone in that. A lot of people struggle with, like for me too, I love to coach others. I'm really good at the strategy side and stuff. But when it comes to me, sometimes I forget how to do it for myself. Like it's harder to plan for yourself or it's harder to, you know, create those goals. And so shortly after you're feeling that way, you were introduced to Finish Line Goals, which is my course to help you create a personalized goal strategy in a stress-less way. So tell me, what was going on in your personal life or in your business or with your goals at the time that really made you interested in the course initially?
Oh, goodness. So with everything moving so quickly from printables to VA to OBM, there was a lot going on. I had redone my website twice. So even though I've got so many years of experience in the corporate world, going from on-site in office to online, it's a learning curve because things are done differently. And so I had a lot of different things going on in the background so that I could step back and look at everything and try to learn different things. I was doing my own website, but I was moving from Shopify to WordPress. And so I had to learn WordPress. And so different things like that. Plus, you know, you've got the business aspect and then you have the personal life aspect. So still a mom, still doing homeschool, still cooking, cleaning, all that. So it was, a lot. I had a lot going on and I was trying to figure out how in the world would I fit this into my schedule.
Such a big aspect, especially when you are filling so many different roles with so many different hats as a mom and a homeschool mom at that, and trying to fit in work and everything else in between. So what hesitations did you have about joining us inside Finish Line Goals? I know time was an aspect. Was there anything else that was included in there?
Well, for me, I consider myself an organized person and, I don't really have a problem hitting deadlines and, doing things that I need to do and staying on plan. And so it was really a pride thing. It's like I had to put my pride aside because even though I know I can do this, it's mostly for other people. And so doing it for myself was just different. And I think that was my big hesitation.
That makes sense. And sometimes like putting yourself first in that way to be like, okay, I need to do this for myself. This is a big thing that I need to actually get that plan and get that strategy. So since you did end up joining us in the program, what made you overcome those hesitations?
I think the thing that helped me the most was having the big picture, the goal, but being able to put it in small bite-sized pieces made the most sense to me. And I think that's what helped me to go ahead and decide to do it. And also, I think knowing that I don't have to have all the answers up front was helpful.
Are you tired of quitting on yourself and your goals? I get it. You've been hemming and hawing about a goal you want to achieve for a while now, and you know your life would be enriched if you could make it happen. But it's hard to justify taking time out for yourself when your plate's already full with work, kids' activities, home management, and everything in between. What if I told you that you could, in fact, work toward a goal in a stress-less, no-hustle way so that you can make an impact on your kids and that they need to see you win? What if I told you that you can create a personalized game plan that works in the season of life that you're in with the capacity you have without sacrificing precious family time? Let me show you how to think backward so you can spend less time worrying about where to start and more time taking action that works. My simple Red Hot Goals formula will help you create a personalized game plan that works for the seasons you're in and the capacity you have. You can work your goals into your lifestyle without sacrificing everything to achieve them. With the Red Hot Goals formula, you will be able to gain clarity that makes your dream real to you without worrying about how it'll all come together. Craft a simplified game plan that gets results in the season of life you're in. And take action that works, even if you have a limited time to make things happen. Are you ready to ditch the overwhelm and go after your goals in a stress-less, no-hustle kind of way? Then head to redhotmindset.com/FLG to learn more about finish line goals and join me today. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/FLG.
So when you came into the program, what was the most frustrating problem you were hoping to solve? Was it taking that really large dream and breaking it up, or was there anything else that was included in that?
I think that was a big part of it, knowing how to break things up. I'm the queen at to-do lists, but I didn't really see the to-do list, my normal to-do list, getting me to agency. I didn't see it getting me to where I wanted to be. And knowing that I could have a goal, but then breaking that goal down into smaller pieces, and then breaking that down into even smaller pieces, definitely made it way less overwhelming. And it felt like it was more in reach instead of being out of reach.
That makes a lot of sense. And I feel like sometimes when we just look at that larger dream or the larger vision, it really is overwhelming. And then it does make us quit too soon because we don't really know what to do. It's a lot harder to piece it all together. Whereas if we take it into those little bite-sized chunks, just that little action that you need to do every day, it becomes more a part of our lifestyle. And I think it becomes more fun too.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your progress, because I'm so excited to see how far you have come and where you are going, Christy. So what has been the biggest payoff for you?
So the biggest payoff is that I actually have a plan in place now, which has made it extremely doable in the sense that now when I'm planning my day or planning my week, I can look at the steps that I'm on and figure out what I need to do on a daily basis instead of it being such a big overarching goal. So that I think that has been the biggest help for me.
I love it. If you had to boil it all down, what do you think is the number one most important thing that you accomplished with my guidance and support that you really felt stuck on before?
Oh, wow. I would have to say probably just that it's, even though we have dreams and goals, sometimes they feel like we can't achieve it. And I think that has been the biggest help, is that it is doable, even if it's way bigger than you think. You can put it in steps that make it doable, and it makes it way less stressful, and it makes you want to work on it. if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I love the idea of just knowing that you can do something. Like, even if it seems hard or it seems rather impossible or not doable, when you break it up, it can happen. And I love that too. Like, I think about goals God's way, and I think about the fact that he calls us to do things that are hard that we don't feel capable of. And that's because he wants to use our weaknesses. He wants to use our strengths, but he wants to be able to be the one to do that with us. He wants to guide us all along the way. And if we could do it in our own strength, we wouldn't have to trust him. And so that's something that I always think about as I'm like, oh, that feels so hard. What, you want me to do that? Are you sure you want me to do that? So anyway, I love it. So if a friend of yours is feeling stuck with her goals and asks whether she should join Finish Line Goals or not, what would you tell her?
Absolutely, yes. It has been a absolutely huge for me. But I think there's so many different ways that people can look at things and so many different ways that people can plan and strategize. But being able to break it down to where it doesn't feel so overwhelming, I think it's beneficial for anybody. And even though, like me, we think we've got that covered, sometimes we don't. And it's nice to have that extra help. So yeah, I would definitely encourage anybody to go through your Finish Line Goals.
Well, I appreciate that. It has been so fun to be a part of it and just be able to be a goals mentor for others, because strategy is something that I love. I love teaching it. I love walking the journey with others. And so, yeah, it's been a great journey for myself as well. But I'd love to talk a little bit more about your goals, Christy. What are some things that you're looking forward to now that you've kind of set yourself up, you know, the direction that you're going?
I think for me, it's just learning how to put myself out there. Not very good at that. But to have an agency, I guess I have to be a little more willing to do that. I think that's part of what I'm looking forward to. I've met some great people along the way already. So yeah, I think that would be, because I'm an introvert through and through. And so all of this is out of my comfort zone, but I have a passion for it. So that's what I think I'm looking forward to the most.
I love it. So, and is there anywhere that you're seeing God challenging you a little bit? Like, maybe it is that growth. Like, I'm telling you, go meet these people. I mean, you've done a few things, like you've been connecting in some networking groups and whatnot. So what are you feeling like the pull from him with?
Oh, it's exactly that. I'm an introvert. And so I enjoy people, but it takes a lot out of me. And so getting out there, I'm not very good at talking about myself and things that I want to do. So he's definitely pushing me in that regard, for sure. Just getting out there and talking to different people, I've never really been very good at that. So
yeah, I love it. And you will get better and better. It just takes that practice, and you're going to just enjoy it. You're enjoying the road. We got to love and enjoy the journey for sure. So I want to ask you a little bit about just the OBM role itself. So OBM stands for Online Business Manager. Tell me a little bit about what you do as an OBM.
Well, essentially, I help online business managers or business, just entrepreneurs in general. I have brick and mortar clients and I have online clients, but I help them streamline their processes, get their back end straightened up, cleaned up so that they're more efficient, put systems in place, help with team management, basically anything and everything that small businesses need. I go in and I help visionaries get their vision out there, essentially. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that this role is huge, because visionaries like me, like, I am a visionary definitely through and through. Like, I'm very organized and systemized. And I think I've learned those things that I've had to learn. But overall, I just want to be creative. I want to take my big dreams and I want to go do something with it. Now, you would be the one coming in and going, all right, let's set up these systems. Let's know what's the next step for you to take. And what are the things that are going to move your business and your vision forward? And that is such a big role for us to think about as entrepreneurs so that we can do the part that we're really good at too. And we can play into our strengths, where the OBM is that integrator strength and they can play into that. And it works, it meshes so nicely together. So I'd love to hear too, like, when would we want to think about hiring an OBM for our own businesses? I know I have a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this podcast.
Well, I would have to say it's really different for each entrepreneur. It depends on where they are in their business. Some may feel that they're ready for it, but really what they would probably need first would be a solid system and foundations in place so that when they are ready to build to a team, then they're able to offset some of that responsibility to the team. Usually it's when they are at a point that they can't do everything that they need to do, and they're just to the point of breaking for themselves, and that they know that they need to bring somebody in that can help them offset the responsibilities and the work that they've got.
Very good. So if there's anyone who is feeling that right now, or they just have questions about what you do or the OBM role, how can listeners connect with you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so Virtually Structured. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on my website at virtuallystructured.com. I also have a OBM and VA networking community on LinkedIn as well for fellow OBM professionals and VA professionals, that they can go and find other people that either do things that they can't do or don't want to do, or that their clients need them to do. They can find other people that do those. And so I'm hoping to have a network of people that we can pull from to help our client base.
I love that. And I will leave those links in the show notes for anyone who wants them. And Christy, this has been just a fun conversation. I really appreciate you stepping out of your comfort zone and letting me kind of push you a little bit, because I know it's not where you are comfortable. And just being able to talk a little bit more about your goals and your business, how it's growing, the progress you've made. So thank you so much for being a part of this today.
Thank you, Gabe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend, as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.